He has all wealth, all strength, everything that you could possibly ever want. And he's offering to everyone. So just surrender to me and I'll take complete charge of you. But people are so foolish that they don't do it. They don't take any notice.
Suppose a big man, Rockefeller, says, "You simply surrender to me, I'll take charge of you." Immediately one takes them. So why the man does not take Krishna's word?
Sarvadharman
Paristha Jamami.
Envious of Krishna.
Then, yes.
We're ignorant.
Man is such a great fool. They have been described as mulas. That is perfect word. Namal Duskrishna Mulha Prabhupada. Duskrishna Mulha. The most sinful rascal, he does not surrender. That is a fact.
So for one who gives up sinful activities, does his sense of God consciousness become awakened?
Yeah, there is chance. Sinful activities means covering intelligence. Just like animals. A tiger is always engaged in sinful activity, but he does not know it is sinful. There are so many animals. They simply engage in sinful activity. Therefore, they are excused that this tiger, his business is to act sinfully. Therefore, God has given him place in a jungle. He lives there. And your sinful activities will not be taken into account.
Yesterday, this man was finding difficulty discriminating between good and bad.
Who?
The gentleman who came yesterday.
Rascal. He's another rascal. Everyone is like him. Therefore, we call everyone rascal.
The kind of philosophy in America is, if it feels good, do it. If it feels good, do it.
Man useless. He's simply beating drums. The reason nobody can explain.
That they won't surrender?
They have no confidence that Krishna is there to actually fulfill his time.
You say he's imagination.
Vasuram Balamasrita.
Is due to sinful activities? Sinful activities?
Duskrishna Mulha. Anyone commits sin, he's a rascal. Ordinarily also, a person kills somebody. That means he's rascal. He does not care for the law. That means rascal. So any sinful man is a rascal. Without being rascal, one cannot commit sin.
Last week in Bombay, Srila Prabhupada, an American astronaut that went to the moon, they asked him if he experienced God or he felt some help from God in his trip. And he said, "No, I had no religious experience. God must have gone the other way."
What is that?
Which way was that?
He said that when
he went to the moon,
when he went up in the space capsule to the moon, he had no religious experience.
So he thought that there was no God.
So, space traveling induces a man to accept God?
Well, I think it's the material conception that God is in the heavens, above the clouds.
That is a fact.
According to Bhagavatam, it's a 2 billion.
Beyond this material universe, very, very far out.
But another astronaut who went, he had religious experience, and after coming back, he became missionary.
Yes.
That is natural.
Another astronaut went insane.
Hmm?
And another astronaut went insane like a madman.
Hmm. What is the reason?
For his insanity? He could not explain.
Insanity is also a result of sinful activities.
Too much passion.
Srila Prabhupada, we live in this material world. And we're in so much ignorance that we don't know who it belongs to. Is that due to sinful activities?
Hmm? What is it?
We live in the material world and we don't perceive who it actually belongs to. Like living in a house not knowing who the owner is. So is this sense of ignorance due to sinful activities?
Yes, suppose if I go to America and if you do not know what is the political constitution of America, how the country is being managed, that is my foolishness. I must know that in America there is a president, the government is like this, the law is like this, then I am intelligent. And if I do not know anything, if I think anything is automatically going on, then I am foolish. They think like that. Everything is going on. Nature. They cannot explain what is this nature. Even this flower growing, the tree is growing. Foolish people, this is nature. But intelligent person knows what is the law behind it acting. That is intelligence and truth. Nothing can happen. This big so-called scientists, they are talking of accidents. There is another aspect. Accident. Why? Why accident? This flower is not going in this tree and this flower is not going in this tree. By accident. Why it is not happening? Accidents means that. There is no law. Something happened without any law. That is accident. But we are generally seeing that this flower never grows in this tree and this flower never grows like this. That is accident.
Not accident.
Hmm?
It's not accident.
No, but they say they have got a big theory. Accident theory.
They say that in due course this will evolve. And that just as this tree is giving this flower, this rose tree, so after generations and generations of producing like that...
And we have
like
to believe this rascal in future. And that is the same post-dated theory. That you take this $10,000, it will be paid 300 years after. So I'll have to accept it. I'm not a set of fools.
They'll say you have to look back into history and we'll see how history will repeat itself in
what
the future.
What is that history? How the rose flower gave birth to lotus flower? Where is that history?
This is what they say, that...
Therefore they're rascal.
That all the vegetation
therefore
was
very primitive. Therefore they're rascal. Now they say, the Darwin rascal says that from monkey man came. Why the monkey now do not...
Produce me.
...give man? That is rascal. False theory.
They say they can make crossbreeds.
Huh? That is another thing. You are the cause of this cause breeding. It is not accident.
Right.
You are making arrangement, therefore it is.
Yes.
That is cause. It is not accident. There is no accident. Man promises that you just surrender to me. I'll take care of you, everything. So, whether I shall do it or not.
Yes.
Huh? So why they do not do? Krishna says that you surrender and I take care.
Because Krishna is not here.
Huh?
We can see the man. And we can see him giving us.
That means he has no eyes to see. Krishna is everywhere. I say, Andantarasthanga Paramahamsa.
But
Krishna is everywhere.
But that's
he is within your heart. But that means you are rascal. You do not know to see Krishna.
But that's conditional.
Huh?
If I surrender to the big man, he should give me anything I want.
Yes. Because Krishna says that.
But Krishna says, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. Therefore, it is conditional.
But then there is no surrender.
Ultimately, I know that Krishna takes away.
Then there is no surrender. You do not surrender.
But I know that Krishna takes away everything from his devotees ultimately.
Yeah,
so
that is
I
good
for
you. That is good for you.
No.
That's right. If a physician says that you surrender, you don't eat these things, I'm here. Do you accept this?
Well, when Krishna will give me his mercy, then I'll surrender.
Hmm?
When Krishna will give the mercy, when he will give the mercy.
He's already giving you, because without Krishna's mercy, he cannot live for a second.
So similarly, when he desires I serve him, I will serve him.
Uh-huh.
But now he is not desiring.
They would say, we are living and we are not serving Krishna. But you are living and you are serving
Krishna.
That
is another police. He says that you do it, he's not desiring.
Sarvadharma.
How foolish that is.
But he is not inspiring me to do it.
Oh, what is inspiring? He's directly saying you do that.
But he's not inspiring me.
Let's see how fool. He's saying directly do this. And still he's not inspired.
He says that only by his mercy I will be able to do it.
Huh?
He says only by Krishna's mercy I will be able to surrender to him. So his mercy is on you, but his mercy has not come to me.
And if you don't accept the mercy, then whose fault is it?
Yes.
I am giving you mercy, you take it, and if you do not take it, then it is my fault.
But I don't want to surrender, I want to be Krishna.
Huh?
No, I don't want to serve Krishna, I want to be Krishna.
But that you have tried for millions of lives.
Therefore I'm a rascal.
Therefore you are asking.
I have so many plans though. Someday.
Therefore you are asking. You have tried already. Krishna has given you chances. You wanted to become this, all right, you become this. You wanted to become this, all right, you become this. So that you have tried. But you have failed. And he's still.
But I'm a fool, so I will keep trying. I will not surrender.
They like to be a fool.
You Westerners have enjoyed the material life, and we have not. Therefore, let us enjoy.
What is that?
And then we will become.
Is that enjoyment? They're working so hard for 10 rupees. Is that enjoyment? The enjoyment is the future. At night I shall go to my wife and enjoy. That is enjoyment. But for that enjoyment, he is working so hard. Janamayitana adigrihame. Everyone is thinking, I shall enjoy at night. And he is working hard. That's all. This is enjoyment.
But why do you blame us for not surrendering when we see that even Krishna's devotees can't surrender to him? They come to us and ask us for money for these books. Why don't they give them away?
When he surrenders, he's devotee. When he does not, he's not devotee. He's trying to become devotee.
But why do they ask us for money for these books? Why don't they give them away if they're so surrendered to Krishna?
Why shall I give you?
Krishna says he is the proprietor of everything. Why he has to ask me?
Yeah, why is he asking us for money?
He's proprietor of your money. Give it. I think our Giriraj played this.
Yes, I have also played the same trick.
And one boy gave his own money.
They say it is all one. So they say, well, if it is all one, then it doesn't make any difference whether you have the money or I have the money. So give it to me. It works. I don't like it very much.
Dhritarashtra,
your money is my money. My money is my money.
In your article, though, you said that Dhritarashtra said he was better than the sannyasis because they were coming to him begging for money.
Beg. They help you. You are keeping Krishna's money, you'll be punished. So return it to Krishna, he'll be happy.
Voluntary disclosure.
Yes, voluntary disclosure. Jānāti māme tappara.
Prabhupada, why is it that a devotee falls down, that he wants to surrender to Krishna, and again he falls back to the material world to become a false enjoyer?
It's more simple. Deśāṁ antagataṁ pāpam. He has not yet finished his sinful activity. Therefore, it takes some time. Neither he surrenders fully. Just like somebody said, I want to enjoy material. That's it. That is simple.
Krishna will protect any living entity who surrenders to him from all sinful reactions.
Yes.
On sorrowful.
He surrenders, that's right.
That surrender has to be with perfect knowledge, or else it won't be strong enough.
If he surrenders, the knowledge will be there. That knowledge is very psychological. If you surrender, if I surrender to you, I must have some conception that you are very big. That much conception will help. Not more than this. Simply accept that Krishna is the Supreme. Krishna bhakti kaila sarvokhan mokita. You may simply understand that if I surrender to Krishna, then everything is my knowledge. Saddha sabda visya sudhira nischa. Krishna bhakti kaila sarvokhan. Then he becomes me. And if I surrender to Krishna, then my life is successful. This much. Is it very difficult?
No, it's the easiest thing.
Difficult to explain. Kabiraj Goswami has explained very nicely. This is Vishwas. Saddha of the Vishwas. Sudhiranashtha. Explain. Sudhiranashtha this. Explain this. Saddha of the Vishwas. Sudhiranashtha. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita.
If you have firm faith in Krishna and surrender unto him, then all other activities and responsibilities are fulfilled by serving Krishna.
Daya mama gila.
Tua.
Tua pada
pochara vara. This is it.
Serving the root.
My only responsibility is to surrender to Krishna. That this very conception is saved.
I spoke with one man who argued that Krishna is very cruel because he knows everything, past, present, and future. So he knew that we would all fall down from the spiritual sky, but still he gave us the independence to fall down. Even though he knew we would fall, because he knows everything.
That's another foolish question. Unless you have got independence, what is your life? Then you are dead stone. You want to become a dead stone? That is not good perfection.
So just like a child...
Krishna does not give such perfection. Then you become a dead stone.
The thing is that because Krishna knows the future, past, present, and future, so he knew that you would fall down, so why did he have to...
Future means, that's right, this is the law of nature, that if you steal, you'll be punished. If I say, you're stealing, you'll be punished. This is future. Suppose this is the month of March, and if I say in the month of July, there will be rain. So I know, you know, everyone knows. This is not a future telling. The natural sequence is, everyone knows it.
But does that mean that Krishna doesn't know something?
If everyone knows, why Krishna doesn't? He knows everything means, he this common sense everyone knows.
Does he know what you'll choose?
Try to understand. Future means like this, nature's law. And it will happen. After summer there will be rainy season, it will happen. And they will call, I'm foretelling future. It's not future, it's natural sequence. Automatically happen.
But that's predictable. If I have my own free will, what I'm going to do,
you
don't know.
If you are in knowledge, you can predict. But if you are a fool, you cannot say. If I see that in July there will be rain, and if you are a fool, you'll protest. That is a foolishness. It is natural sequence, one after another.
When is the natural sequence?
Natural sequence, that's why you are infected, some contaminant disease. You will suffer. There is a story that one fool was sitting on a branch of a tree, and he was cutting. And somebody said, you will fall down. Fall down. But when he fell down, he said, oh, you are a great astrologer.
Kali does.
So who goes to the astrologer? Only fools and rascals. No sane man goes. They know that what is jatbhabhamtadbhavta. What is to happen, that will happen. Why shall I go to astrologer?
I prepare myself to make change.
Yes, my only business is to serve Krishna. I don't mind what will happen next.
That desire to serve Krishna, though. That Krishna.
That desire. That desire everyone has.
Yes.
He's serving. He's serving so many things. But he doesn't want to serve Krishna. Hmm. That is his fulfillment. He's serving Maya. Still he denies to serve Krishna. That is his misfortune. Ehi rupe brahmanda bhavite kono bhagyavan iti. Talless one is very fortunate. He does not agree to serve Krishna.
So that future is determined by the great soul such as yourself. Because you are creating people's good fortune.
It is already there. I'm simply informed.
Oh, but you actually engage them in Gyatra Sukriti. The meritorious activities, even unwillingly performed.
One should not, that is, Vrindavanika, Guru na sasya. One should not become a guru if he cannot do that. Otherwise he is cheating. Why he should become guru? Why he should accept service from so many people? If he cannot rightly direct them, then he becomes bound up as a karma lord. If I take one pice from you without any service, I have to pay you four pice.
The spiritual world, the living entity is full of knowledge, so doesn't...
That is enjoyed, order. You should not become guru if you cannot save it. You should not become father if you cannot save it. This is Shastri. Guru, first word, guru na sasyad.
Sajano na
sita na sasyad. Why you are claiming?
Sivam na sasyad.
That's right. We are not going to be a guru like that. What is that asking? Yogi.
Yogi. Guru Maharaj.
Huh?
Which one?
Guru Maharaj.
There's many rascals.
All of them.
That big rascal. Transcendental meditation.
Maharaj.
Maharaj. He is giving assurance if you practice this yoga, then you'll be very able to do your business nicely. These things. And he's good.
And he charges them a fabulous amount of money.
Unless.
The first Guru of Bahavo Santi, Sisya Santapaharaka.
Now they say to their friends that these people want to be cheated, so I shall not cheat. He says, one of the secretary came to, if you want God, then go to Bhaktivedanta. He says, this wise yoga. My business is cheating because these askers want to be cheated. So I shall not cheat and get some money.
But he doesn't give the money to you though.
No.
He knows you are real.
That is another thing.
He's a rascal.
But he knows that God consciousness he can gain. Yeah.
Then he's a rascal.
Yesterday you said that one cheater takes from the other cheaters. So he's a cheater and he's taking from other cheaters.
You mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam that the one cheater takes the money, another cheater takes it.
His business is cheating. He said that these rascals want to be cheated. So why not cheat?
Well, we shouldn't be so angry at them. Some people are serving coffee because people want coffee. Some people are selling beaties because people want beaties. So some people want to be cheated, so you're simply performing
that
a
is the world. That would be, the whole world is the society of cheater and cheated. That is the bhashan of my Guru. The whole so-called human society means a bunch of cheaters and cheaters.
He's going to hell even though he knows that he's cheating. And he also going to hell, even if he's conscious that he's cheating.
So don't be cheater, don't be cheated. That is interesting.
Baba, what is our portion that we've come in contact with a qualified guru? What have we done to qualify to come in contact with you?
In other words, why do some come and others not come?
It is the Agyata Sukriti. Say, Agyata Sukriti. Might have done something very pious activity, which you do not know, but on the effect of
it. So it seems like it's up to chance then.
No chance. Just like a sinful man, some saintly person comes to him and he gives some money to him. He does not know that I am doing very pious activity, but because he has given, he becomes.
If not even a blade of grass moves, unless Krishna sanctions it, then why does someone have the opportunity to perform such a Gyata Sukriti, another person not?
Yes, Krishna wants. Suppose a saintly person comes to a very sinful man. He needs some money. Immediately Krishna says, give him some money. He requires. So Krishna's desire he gives. Unless Krishna dictates from within, how he can give?
So then where's the question of free will, if I want to give or not to give?
No, free will under Krishna. You can become free will and become a big man immediately. Your free will sanctioned by Krishna. You're not so free that whatever you like you can do.
So even if I want to perform some Agyata Sukriti, it's only by Krishna's mercy that I'll do it.
Yes.
Man proposes that God is stated by
Chaitanya. If I want to perform it, it's not like
that. Ayurve brahmanda bhavise kono bhagavan ji guru krishna kripa paya bhakti vata. As soon as he gives to a saintly person bhakta, immediately acquires some assets of future development. Immediately.
If someone gives to a person and for spiritual improvement.
No, there is no question of.
And the person misuses the money, does he benefit? If a man says, I'm giving you this donation because it is a spiritual organization, but if the money is misused, does that man benefit?
and he receives, then both of them become implicated. If it is not used for Krishna, then both of them become under the laws of karma.
But that man is sincere.
Well, this word sincere, there is no meaning. Unless he is a devotee.
I found out.
Ei bhalo, ei mondo, sab mono dharma. These are all mental concepts. It has no meaning. This man is good, this man is sincere, this man is bad, this man is... They are all mental concepts. Only good is he who is Krishna. Others all rest.
So if Krishna is giving the dictation, then is he dictating every sinful man to give? Is he dictating every sinful man to give?
Why do person Krishna is a policeman? That will dictate to give a policeman sinful man.
Well, then this is that point that does one come to, does one get contact with a pure devotee and advance like that from his own free will, from accepting the mercy of the spiritual master or not?
What does he say?
Well, the point.
The answer.
Not every sinful man is dictated to give money, otherwise they'd all be giving us money. They're all sinful. We'd be getting money from everyone.
So then the question is, why some and not others also?
Oh, yes. Krishna is some are innocent.
That is Krishna's dictation.
Yes.
Yeah. And you cannot bind Krishna to dictate in a similar way. If he likes, he can ask a sinful man to do this. If he doesn't like, it may not.
So
that is Krishna.
So ultimately, it is simply by the mercy of Krishna that it comes back to Krishna.
Yeah, so it is Krishna's business where to show mercy, where not to show. You cannot oblige him that you should show mercy everywhere. No. Nang prakasa sarvasya yogamaya asamam. Krishna, you cannot oblige Krishna to do this. That is not
possible.
That is not Krishna. If one is obliged to act to your dictation, then he is not Krishna.
Therefore,
whatever Krishna likes, he will do.
Yes.
You cannot oblige him that you have to do it. No.
Is it possible for a sinful
man? That is karma mimamsa. That a good work gives good results. So why should we care for Krishna? We shall do the good work. There's the ordinary people, they think that. Karma mimamsa.
In the shots,
if I do good work, Krishna will be obliged to give me good effect. Why shall I care for Krishna? That is karma mimamsa. What is final?
Therefore they
do good work, that's all. They say. But we say, even if you do good work, if Krishna does not want it, then it will not produce good.
Before they say, we don't have the mercy of Krishna yet, so...
No. Everyone has got the mercy. But that mercy is not obligated. If he likes, he can give you mercy. If he does not like, he may not.
But everyone has it.
Everyone, he is giving mercy, that is general. But if he does not like, he may not give. You cannot make him obliged.
So why is it that if it's a question of Agyata Sukriti, the Indians from their birth, they're watering Tulsi, they're chanting Hare Krishna, they're doing so many activities, but most of your disciples are foreigners.
That is temporary in a comment. It will never go in vain. It's like this cloud. Cloud is meant for raining. Now it is not raining, but when there's sufficient cloud, you know. You cannot say there is no rain. There is. But it is not sufficiently collected. When it is sufficiently collected, then.
Srila Prabhupada, in the Shastras, like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives certain criteria.
Sometimes you see, even no sufficient cloud, it's still raining.
Yes, one cloud.
Yes? That is superior direction. It is not your direction.
Krishna explains why he comes at a certain time, and he says, I come whenever there are certain conditions.
No,
Did he ever say, is there any statement in the Shastra?
96:30,
then I go down.
If
you
like, I don't go.
Right.
Party did not work.
We went to another place. We did not go to Nauru. We went to the temple of Murari Gupta over here, just behind the yoga pit. Which is on the brother.
Today they're going to the synagogue. Yesterday down at the Ganges, there was everywhere Bhagavatam class, Chaitanya Charitamrita class was going on in different groups. And Kirtan was going on everywhere. Hey. Samadhi that morning, there were so many fish in the pond that the water was constantly moving. It was very beautiful.
Instead of building you the house, we should print books. But I think we have to build you the house because the person Bhagavatam is as good as the book Bhagavatam.
Bhagavat Parogya Bhagavata Sthana. One has to learn book Bhagavat from the person. Bhagavat Parogya Bhagavata Sthana.
Beginning to come. Just beginning to come. I was just told that last night the winds were blowing so hard that they took everything down so that electric glass wouldn't break. Mm. And this morning, right after your class, they're going to put it all up.
What is that framework?
That is preaching outside somewhere at a college.
This is that TV show.
Oh. Yeah.
Just a Dumia was on that show.
That meeting was very nice.
Every
experience, so much money being spoiled and squandered. You are collecting money. Hey,